Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can be doing to help. Elaine Nevin is the National Director of Eco-UNESCO, and I caught up with her to find out what they do to help inspire young environmentalists.
Eco-UNESCO, we're an environmental education and youth organisation, and I suppose we're all about, engaging, educating, inspiring and empowering young people. And really for us, it's really important to get young people involved and engaged in environmental protection and sustainability. It's, you know, we're about educating them, so building knowledge and skills in them. But then also it's really important that young people know how to take action or feel that they can take action or have the sense of agency to take action at a local level on environmental issues. And so we run a whole range of programs and initiatives. And all of those programs and initiatives are really focused on building, as I say, those knowledge and skills in young people. So we'd have Youth for Sustainable Development, for example. These are direct youth programs that we have. They're, you know, offer an opportunity for young people to come together, to meet with like-minded young people, to have a bit of fun, but then also to learn a bit more about environmental issues. Could be about climate, could be about biodiversity. And really importantly for us, it's to have a strong solutions focused. So they then can come together in those groups and can actually feel that they can do something and can do something positive. And so those direct youth programs like Youth for Sustainable Development and our Eco Choices, it's a health and wellbeing program, they also use peer education as a model. So peer education is about young people learning from each other. So we will build those, the leadership skills in young people as well.
What I'm really connecting with there is what you're saying about bringing things back to the community. Like when a lot of people think of environmentalists, they think of people like chaining themselves to trucks. But in reality, what you're rewarding here is people really bringing great ideas to their local communities.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, and the thing about, I suppose, you know, I suppose environmentalism or protecting the environment, it probably needs, you know, lots of different people and lots of different approaches. So, of course, you know, your protest is a very valid way of bringing attention to environmental issues or sustainability issues. But then also, as you said, really importantly is, you know, for me is the solutions. You know, so yeah, we know from a climate perspective, you know, we know that our temperatures are rising. We know we're, you know, from a biodiversity perspective that we have a species decline. But we you know, what can we do as people? What can young people do? And I think it's all, you know, for us it's so important that young people can feel empowered. That they feel hopeful for their future and I suppose can come up with those solutions to those environmental and sustainability issues that they've identified themselves and can actually do something practical at that local level. And that's what's so important. Now, it is really important, of course, we're, you know, part of our name is you know, we're Eco-UNESCO, so we are linked to that, you know, United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization. And that's a very, you know, it is that big picture, that global perspective. One of the things that we always ask young people to consider when they're doing something at a local level, and all of our young environmentalists around the country, we will say, well, how does this link in with the Sustainable Development Goals? So the United Nations, of course, have a framework, have a global framework, which is really there to try to help steer us to a more sustainable world, and these are the Sustainable Development Goals. And so, when we're working with our young environmentalists, we'll ask them, "How does this link in with one of these Sustainable Development Goals as well?" So they're getting that understanding that yes, we're doing this very practical thing at this local level. We're here with our friends, we're here with our community, but then it doesn't just stop here. It is actually, there's a connection to that global perspective as well, and that's what's really important.
Elaine also told me about a Wicklow project that came through Eco-UNESCO's doors.
So yeah, so and maybe another thing with our 25 years is the change of topic that we've seen over the years. So we, when we started, there was so many projects on waste, because of course waste and waste is a really tangible thing, you know. So young people are saying, yeah, we need to put more recycling bins in, and we need to do reuse more. So there was all of the reduce, reuse, recycle, that kind of mantra at that stage. And what we found over the last 5 years is that there's been a much bigger focus on biodiversity. So a much bigger focus on things like pollinators and bees and, you know, wildflower meadows and all of this. And we had a fantastic project in from Wicklow, from Loretto in Bray a few years ago, which was called Seedling Swap. And they won one of the awards at our Young Environmentalist Awards. And the idea with that was people could bring in seeds, a little bit like a library, but they'd bring in seeds and they'd basically swap the seeds, and they could take out the seeds and plant them and then put more seeds in this place. So it was trying to, I suppose, in a way, encourage people to just plant more. And really, they had a focus also on pollinators and plant more kind of pollinator plants as well. So it was a really great project. They did work within the school, but then they also went into the community. It was fantastic.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website arstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission na mBan with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na mBan with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.